insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you again to our program. And inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He blesses us with the understanding of a few more of the verses of the Holy Quran. First, let's hear the verses.
وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا أَمَانِيَّ وَإِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابَ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ ثُمَّ يَقُولُونَ هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ لِيَشْتَرُوا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا فَوَيْلٌ لَهُمْ مِمَّا كَتَبَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَوَيْلٌ لَهُمْ مِمَّا يَكْسِبُونَ وقالوا لن تمسنا النار إلا أياما معدودة قل أتخذتم عند الله عهدا فلن يخلف الله عهده أم تقولون على الله ما لا تعلمون.
We arrived at verse 78, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving reasons, giving descriptions, which are mentioned as a reasoning why the Holy Prophet should not have hope in the Jewish tribes around Medina coming to believe and accept his message. The pretext to it was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse 75 told his prophet, addressed the prophet saying that, do you have hope in these people coming and believing in your faith? Afterwards, he started to describe and give certain descriptions, negative descriptions regarding Bani Israel. The one that we read in verse 79 actually must be accompanied, in verse 78, must be accompanied with verse 79. It tells us that Bani Israel were two types of people. It says, وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا أَمَانِيَّ وَإِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ. And among them are the illiterate who know nothing of the book except hearsay. إِلَّا أَمَانِي. Hearsay is the equivalent that's been given here. But what is meant is actually lies that were made up. إِلَّا أَمَانِي. وَإِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ. And they only make conjectures. And in verse 79, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابَ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ ثُمَّ يَقُولُونَ هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ لِيَشْتَرُوا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. So, woe to those who write the book with their hands and then say, this is from Allah, that they may sell it for a paltry gain. So woe to them for what their hands have written, and woe to them for what they earn. فَوَيْلٌ لَهُمْ مِمَّا كَتَبَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَوَيْلٌ لَهُمْ مِمَّا يَكْسِبُونَ. A very bad combination that is described in this, in the verse, a very negative combination. It says, on one hand, from the Jewish tribe, from the Bani Israel, there are those who are illiterate. They're not educated. What they know of the religion is only what they've heard through their priests. They haven't dug deep into it. They have not tried to investigate. They don't try to understand deeper. All they care about is what the priests have told them. This is one group of people in Bani Israel. The other group of people, which makes it a very terrible combination, is this, that there are people in Bani Israel that write some things down, write certain things down, and attribute it to God. They say this is revelation. It is referring to the alteration of the books, right? They would alter the books, the revelation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to the previous prophets. They altered them. Then they would also write down books and say that this is Allah's revelation to this prophet. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala condemns that. فَوَيْلُ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابِ وَيْلُ means, you know, it's been the equivalent that's been mentioned here is woe. But وَيْلُ means it's condemning this, that there's going to be a curse on these people for what they write with their hands, okay? They write certain things, then they say this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? To gain something for the worldly benefit, to gain money, all right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, curse on them for what they write and curse on them for what they gain. Okay, the money that they're gaining through this writing. A very bad combination. On one hand, you have the ignorant, the uneducated, that don't think and they just follow blindly what the scholars say, which in some verses has been referred to as the general public and the illiterate actually worshiping the priests. And on the other hand, you have the priests that are telling people this is what God revealed, just making up things on their own for their worldly benefit, and they attribute it to God, and those other people, the ignorant, buy it. This is a terrible combination. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet, do you expect these people to come and have your faith? One group of them are illiterate. They don't listen to you. They don't consider you, anyone, any authority. All right. If they want to accept you, it will be through their priests. On the other hand, their priests are people that are making up books on their own and then saying this is revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to this prophet or to that prophet and attributing that to God. Okay, so those people are not going to say that you're a messenger of God. And these people are following them. A very terrible combination that I would like to remind the listeners. We've mentioned a number of times these verses are not to tell us stories about history, brothers and sisters. The verses are not for that purpose, that we sit down and talk about and say, yeah, the Jewish tribes during the time of Bani Israel were like this, were like that. No, there's a purpose and there's a reason why this has been mentioned. And the following verses will actually clarify that purpose as well. But before getting to those and having and explaining those, let me just say this, that these are general principles that have been mentioned in the form of stories. It is very dangerous to have this combination in any society. There's no guarantee, there's absolutely no guarantee for any nation that this does not happen to them. The Jewish people have been mentioned a number of times in the Holy Quran that they have done this, okay, with their prophets, but they weren't the only people. We have the Christians also, they deviated, they changed, their books were altered by their own people of faith, by their own scholars, and the verses of the Holy Quran tell us about that. Also amongst Muslims, we've had this happening, all right? It doesn't matter what sect or what school of thought, if I am Shia, that I would believe that since I believe in this concept of the wilaya and the leadership of Amir al-Mu'mineen and his children, the imams, the 11 imams that followed him, it is not such that if I believe in him, then that would mean we're going to be saved from this and this is not going to happen. No, this is a general principle, brothers and sisters. Illiterate people. Now, illiterate today doesn't mean that someone that does not know how to read and write. No, there's a lot of people that know how to read and write. They've been educated. They have university education. They may even have their postgraduate degree. All right. But that doesn't mean they are educated in the field of religion. When they're not educated in the field of religion, the outcome is, if you have the other component of this terrible combination, which are the scholars who would change and alter the religion for their worldly benefit and gain, you will have a disaster and a catastrophe. doesn't matter what you call yourself. It doesn't matter what we call ourselves. This problem or this danger threatens all nations, no matter what they call themselves. Okay. This is an important point. We need to realize, and in order to do our share to try to resolve the issue, we should use the internal messenger that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us all. According to the ahadith of the Ahlul Bayt, we have the intellect from the inside to guide us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this intellect. It's a jewel. It's something that we've got to use to understand. Use the intellect. Use our understandings. Don't neglect. If you have a question regarding your religion, we should not suppress that and neglect that question that keeps coming to our mind just because somebody has said, no matter who they are, just because they have said it, that we would want to accept it. No. Our religion tells us there are answers. There are answers to questions that we have, and people, the knowledgeable people, should be giving us legitimate answers. Okay, that is not to say that every single law that we have in Islam is going to be exactly understood, why this particular law applies to every single case. That is not to say that. But the foundation of why to accept these laws, how to accept these laws, the foundation of deriving these laws, what is the process? Can I question that? Can I not question it? Can someone explain to me about this law? Is this solid? Is it not solid? These are things that should be asked. And Islam tells us that the scholars have got to explain and educate the people. The people have got to come to that understanding. When we come to this understanding, when we come and educate ourselves Islamically, that is our share of trying to stop this horrible combination of coming together. Because if we don't educate ourselves, God forbid, if we have the other component of this horrifying combination, then we're going to have a disaster. We will seriously have a disaster. But if we have educated ourselves, even if there are such people, they cannot get their way because the people are already educated. They will realize that, what is this person saying? Every book that we've read and all these scholars that we have already listened to, and we have our legitimate proofs for them being rightful scholars and people that are explaining the true message. Everybody else, in other words, is saying something else. All the books are referring to something else, and this person is coming out of where and saying, you know, very awkward things. They will raise questions, the person will not be able to answer them, and we would be able to identify them as being the wrong type of people that are trying to deviate the message. So it's important that we work on the education, the Islamic education, inshallah. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the ability and the blessing of books and scholars to do that for us, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
سبحانك يا من لا شريك له 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 سبحانك